Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're tuned into Spectrum on 657 AM.
All right, then, the time is just gone. 18 minutes over the hour four. Spectrum, it is. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
All right, and I have our guests. Hey, they came in early, so I like that. Early is good. And we have Dr. Martin Slavet, Philadelphia, from the Vermeerde Kerk. And then also Pastor Emmanuel Landman, they're in the house. Greetings to you, gentlemen.
Good day, good day. Just a little correction there. My friend, Martin Slavert, couldn't make it, so Reverend Fritz Sneeman is here with me.
Whoa, they scratched him. Look. Look, they scratched Dr. Dominee Fritz Sneeman, Universiteit Oort, in Geerkerk. Scratched.
It seems that they scratched the wrong one. Bye, donkey.
Thank you so much for coming over. And this is a festival, the Freedom Festival. Why this festival?
Yes, on the 27th of April, it's Freedom Day, so the church decided, no, let's make this a Freedom Festival, because freedom means so much more than just a public holiday.
Absolutely.
So we have started this a couple of years ago. But this developed into a community event, and the churches in Hatfield has been having a good relationship since 2016, and we even have a combined calendar in Hatfield amongst the churches.
Yes,
and so this year all the churches will be involved in the Freedom Festival as well.
Sure, and who is involved in this?
Well, it is Elim Folk Gospel Church is organizing it, but the whole idea behind it is to get all of the community involved. And so that's why my friend Dominee Sneeman is here with me.
Yes.
From Universiteit Oort, because they will be involved in it. The Martin from the Hervormde Kerk will be, the Gereformeerde Kerk, the Anglican, the Presbyterian Church, they all will be involved in it. And then various businesses of the community of Hatfield, the Hatfield City Improvement District, there's some of the university departments, and various businesses throughout Hatfield that will be involved in it.
Amazing. And what the festival organizers are aiming to achieve?
Natuurlik wil ons maximum gemeenskapsbetrokkenheid hê. Miskien kan jy 'n bietjie praat.
Ja, ek dink ons het so 'n paar jaar terug met mekaar hande gevat in die gemeenskap. En ons noem onsself sommer in die kerke daar rondom op die stoep. Ons is op die universiteit se stoep en daar maak ons 'n verskil as 'n local church. En ja, die gedagte is maar net om saam te kom. Die kerke en die universiteit, ons leef elke dag saam, spesifiek aan die eerste plek rondom studente en die lewe rondom tikkies. En dis waar ons 'n verskil maak. En ons vat mekaar se hande en ons loop die pad saam. So dis eintlik maar ons oogpunt, om eintlik maar net vir die wêreld te wys dat vryheid in Jesus is groter as die wêreld se vryheid, wat baie keer maar net 'n stukkie skyn is. So ja, dis vir ons lekker om saam te werk. Ons het goeie verhoudings en ja.
Ja, since 2016, what brought us actually together was the Fees Must Fall protests.
I get you.
And people don't really know about it, but the churches in Hatfield had a huge role in bringing peace in the community, where our first talks between white and black was at Universiteit Oort, and when there was a shortage of accommodation and students slept in the hall
in
at
the
halls, Elim.
Yes, I remember.
Universiteit Oort brought across the food and the mattresses. So even last year's protests at the university, all the churches was involved and assured that it was peaceful. And so the churches plays a vital role in the holistic life of the students.
Now, the churches in Hatfield, are they all involved? Because this is a powerful community initiative and vision?
Yes, well, we see ourselves as only 6 churches in Edgefield. I don't know about any more.
Ja, dis 'n oop uitnodiging vir kerke om betrokke te raak. Ons besef maar net dat dit iewers te moet begin. Die sneeubal moet iewers te begin. En as ander bykom is dit lekker, maar dit hou mens nie terug nie. Ons kerk is, soos ek sê, is mekaar se bure. Ons is letterlik soos in 'n blok van mekaar af. En ons 3 kerke spesifiek, Elim en Universiteitsoort en die Anglikane, is minder as 50 meter plek van mekaar af. So as neighbors vat ons hande en ons ons maak 'n verskil daar waar die Here ons gesit het. So dis vir ons lekker.
All right. And of course where is this taking place?
This will take place in Edgefield, directly opposite the Brooklyn Police Station. Yeah. As they are also part of the community.
Really? That's great.
And
are they going to be involved?
Yes, they're right. Going to be involved. They will most probably come and check all our certificates.
Yeah.
But they are part of it. And like I said, it's directly opposite the police station on Elam's grounds.
Yes.
And the hashtag is hashtag Hatfield Festival, because ultimately we want to grow into the whole community becoming a festival.
So is this on social platforms also, and social media?
Yes.
Because I heard you say hashtag.
Yes.
Is it?
It's Elam, what do you call it? Elam _FGC on Instagram, Facebook, on the webpage as well.
Yeah.
So people can just follow it. Hashtag Hatfield Festival. We're still going to borrow the Kaskar from the Dutch Reformed Church, so there will be Kaskar competition. There will be Poiki competition, and then we got Jack the Priester, an Afrikaans singer, to be the main event, because the whole idea is to draw in the wonderful diversity of our whole community. And Sharon Vandaba is going to sing for us there. We got Poetic, we got Pretoria Girls High Choir performing. Yes. And we got Varsity Studios Choir performing. Mm. So we got a wide variety performing, and we end off the evening with a movie Under the Stars.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there's going to be animal farms and slides for children, and lots of stalls for people to buy things from.
What do they bring? What do people bring?
We ask is that you bring a 20 rand entry fee, plus a can of food, because that 20 rand and that can of food is going to go back to helping students with hunger.
Fantastic.
So the church is carrying the cost of this whole event, and obviously there are some sponsors, businesses who's paying for their stalls, cars that's going to be on display and things like that. And but ultimately the church is covering the cost to start this initiative. And hopefully this initiative snowballs and takes it further into the future.
I know we've got so much time. You can maybe motivate some of the pastors around there, apart from the 6 neighbors, other birmane that you can invite. Dominee?
Ja, nee, baie dankie. Ek dink op die einde van die dag is die kerk nie 'n geslote gemeenskap nie. So. Die kerk is liggaam van Jesus en... Ons is op 'n manier deel daarvan, en daar is nog baie ander dele, lidmate van hierdie groter kerk.
Yes.
So as jy daar naby is, of jy wil op 'n manier betrokke raak om hierdie sneeubal aan die gang te kry en om groter te kry, is jy baie welkom. Praat gerus met enige van ons 2 of met die ander dominees in die omgewing. Emmanuel is die ou wat nou soort van vir ons voorloop met hierdie projek, maar enige een van ons sal jou graag deel maak en as jy wil saamwerk, is jy baie welkom.
There are many people who are listening, and then others are not necessarily in the Hatfield area. Mm. They are somewhere in Pretoria North, you know, and they would like to come.
Mm.
This is not just a communal thing, is it?
I would encourage communities to duplicate this.
Okay.
I would encourage communities, because there's only one way of getting to know each other, is to get together.
Yes.
You can't get to know each other on social media.
Yeah, it's true.
You have to have face-to-face contact. So I would encourage communities to take this initiative, duplicate it in your area. and get to know each other. We encourage churches to stand together. I take, for example, churches are in one street, and there's one neighborhood, I can't recall the name now, okay, but one street you get 5-6 churches together. So why don't you organize a combined event in your neighborhood, bring your neighborhood together. And you know what makes it especially wonderful? It's 1 month before national elections. So why didn't you bring
people?
You're
changing the mood and the atmosphere. You're removing the tension.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I can be bold to say this, but the only body that is there bringing people together is the church.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Yes, there's no other body that thrive on unity.
Yeah.
Only the church.
Absolutely.
All the other political organizations, all these people, they thrive on division.
Yeah, true.
And we are the people that makes the difference, not the politicians.
Absolutely. Wow, thank you so much. If there's anything maybe you want to say, Dominee?
Nee, ek wil maar net saam met Emmanuel stem. Ek dink daar's soveel dinge wat mens in hierdie land van ons soort van uit mekaar uittrek en elkeen in sy eie rigting.
Yes.
Die kerk is die plek omdat ons een ding in gemeen het en dis geloof in God en geloof in Jesus en en daai ding oorstrek alles. Dit kom voor jou Afrikaanse identiteit en voor jou identiteit as Kosa of as as iemand wat
Tswana
of wat ook al. En dis die een ding wat ons buiten 'n liefde vir hierdie land en 'n liefde vir goed is hierdie een ding, die ding wat ons by mekaar kan hou en by mekaar kan trek. So dis wat ons vir ander gemeenskappe ook mee wil uitdaag.
Well, thank you to both of you and all the best.
Thank you.
May the Father continue to use you amazingly. This is a powerful vision. Pretoria must just catch this fire.
Amen.
And continue more and more. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thank you.
Bye, donkey.
Thank you. And of course, this is the Freedom Festival taking place later on, and may the Father bless them amazingly. So you're welcome to go. You're welcome to go. You're welcome to be part of it. You're welcome to copy this, they say. Copy it in your section of the city. Blessings to you.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.